Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. You're with host Otten Chumik. Here I'm ready to start today's edition with the daily news followed by a musical break as usual. Then the program will be continued with the Cultural Heritage of Mongolia series. And in today's episode, we are going to talk about the Mongolian art of singing, the homi. Stay with us. Here is the news. Chairman of State Great Parliament addresses an interactive general debate. On September the 7th, Chairman of the State Great Parliament, Mr. Zandan Shatter, addressed at the interactive general debate titled The Global Response to the COVID-19 Pandemic Challenge, Multilateralism's Ability to Deliver for the People, organized as part of the 5th World Conference of Speakers of Parliament in Wien, Austria. In his speech, Mr. Zandan Shatter noted that a COVAX facility is greatly contributing to the development, production and equal access to COVID-19 testing, treatment and vaccines, which is a clear evidence of the effectiveness of multilateral cooperation. As the difficulties caused by the pandemic persist, the countries will become unable to overcome this challenge alone. Therefore, it is necessary to co-work closely to find a common solution through multilateral mechanism, stressed Mr. Zandan Shatter. The conference brought together representatives from more than 110 countries. In the debate, heads of delegates from 15 countries, including Russia, South Korea, Japan, India, Afghanistan, and Montenegro, delivered speeches expressing their positions. The same day, Chairman Mr. Zandan Shatter, together with some MPs, attended the general debate, countering misinformation and hate speech on and offline requires stronger regulations. Speaker meets Japan's upper house chief. Speaker of the State Great Parliament, Mr. Zandan Shatter, met with President of the House of Councillors of Japan, Akiko Santo, in Wien. At the outset of the meeting, the sides exchanged views on the significance of inter-parliamentary cooperation in expanding the strategic partnership between Mongolia and Japan in all fields. Speaker Mr. Zandan Shatter thanked Japan for its continued support during the challenging times of the pandemic. On the occasion of the diplomatic anniversary, which will fall next year, the speaker expressed his wish for His Majesty the Emperor of Japan to visit Mongolia and invited the President of the House of Councillors, Santa Akiko, to visit Mongolia at her convenience. Ms. Akiko Santo thanked the government of Mongolia for its Let's Develop Like Japan initiative and reaffirmed her readiness to cooperate in this direction. International Forum to be organized for Trade, Investment and Cultural Heritage of Mongolia. an international forum for trade, investment, and cultural heritage of Mongolia, will be held at the World Trade Center in Washington, USA, and in Toronto, Canada, on November 15 to 20th and 20 to 25th, respectively. National brands, manufacturers, and entities will participate in the forum and exhibition. The International Forum will be organized by the Expert International Trade Center NGO and world-famed Mongolia NGO with the support of the Ministry of Food, Agriculture and Light Industry, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Environment and Tourism, Agency of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, National Development Agency, Office of Asia at the International Trade Administration of the United States Department of Commerce, World Trade Center in Washington, Association of Women Entrepreneurs in Canada, and the Embassies of Mongolia in the United States and Canada. During the forum, a wide range of activities will be organized, including an international conference for investors, meetings to connect Mongolian government agencies and organizations with corresponding organizations of the US and Canada, as well as international business owners, investors, and partners, presentation for projects and programs looking for investments, as well as expo and promotion of the national culture and brands. Youth Exchange Program launched between Mongolia and South Korea. A virtual youth exchange program has been launched between Mongolia and the Republic of Korea. The youth exchange program, which is being carried out virtually this year due to the pandemic, includes activities that would allow the youth of the two countries to work independently and in teams, share their knowledge and experiences, and learn from one another. Specifically, they will have a workshop on post-pandemic life and the future of work, and teams of Mongolia and South Korean youth will carry out team projects virtually over 2 weeks. As part of the program, the youth of the two countries normally visit each other's country to explore the history, culture, and monumental sites and learn together. In her remarks, Minister of Labor and Social Protection Ms. Erun Jaya expressed her hope that a program that will help youth of the two countries to learn about the culture, arts, sports, and technological advances of each other's countries and expand development cooperation between the two countries will involve many more young people who will contribute to the development of their countries. Alright, that's all for today's daily news. Now let's have a musical break.
Амдрал сайхан байна гэж сайхан зарман 일단 지도 깔았겠어 허승호 Ganzartig und Zegui Zato Nasmengi Givchunen Hirichtebi
Please welcome back, listeners. You're listening to the Voice of Mongolia Radio. Now let's start today's episode of the Cultural Heritage of Mongolia series. And as we mentioned before, I'm going to introduce you about the Homi Mongolian art of singing. Hope you enjoy it. Homi is a form of singing originating in Western Mongolia in the Altai Mountains. The performer imitates sounds of nature, simultaneously emitting two distinct vocal sounds. Along with a continuous drone, the singer produces a melody of harmonics. Homi literally means throat harmony or pharynx, and it consists in reproducing natural sounds like the flow of water, the breath of wind, the echo of the mountains, the rumble of thunder, the singing of birds, etc. The multitude of Homi techniques in Mongolia are grouped within two main styles, the herhra or deep Homi and isigre or whistled Homi. In herhra, the singer sings a drone in a normal voice while emphasizing the undertone or subharmonic one octave below. In isigre homi, it is the overtones above the fundamental note of the drone that are emphasized, creating a higher pitched whistle. In both cases, the drone is produced with very taut vocal cords, and the melody is created by modulating the size and shape of the mouth cavity, opening and closing the lips and moving the tongue. Three main sounds are thought to beginners: a middle sound, a low sound like a jew's harp, and a high sound like a flute. Mongolian Homi singing is being studied as a way to teach speaking to people who have lost their vocal cords. Well, so now let's listen to some advice for how to learn Homi. It might be interesting and hope you try it, listeners.
Hi, my name is Batman, for short. And this time I'm doing same thing, but for Homi style. Anyways, they're kind of a bit different. I'll get into the details at the end of the video. And but for now, let's just get down to the business. Step one for the Homi style is to breathe with your diaphragm, just like in any other form of singing. And when you breathe in with your diaphragm, you have to pull your stomach back and push the air out. And for that, you need to have a very strong ab muscles. Not that strong, but just, yeah. And for step two, you have to find certain parts of your voice or vocal cords somewhere there where you can do this sound called vocal fry. Vocal fry sounds something like, or usually it's a bit trembly, usually. But it's not the vocal fry that you're looking for. It's something different, but it's around the same part of your voice. So push some more force into it. So once you find this sound, you have to apply the air from your diaphragm and use the same thing, just push a bit more force into your throat, especially in that part where you make a vocal fry. And that's how you get the humming sound, which would sound something like, and so the difference between humi, harhra, and iskre, we say iskre, and tuvun say siget, which means whistle or whistling, is that harhra sounds quite deep, down, with a bit of growling sound like humi would be a bit higher and a slight tone, bit of overtone, like hung. And for isigre or siget, we can't really do it well. It requires some years of practice. But anyways, if you've done everything step by step, it should look something like this.
Traditionally performed on the occasion of ritual ceremonies, songs express respect and praise for the natural world, for the ancestors of the Mongolian people, and for great heroes. The form is reserved for special events and group activities such as horse races, archery and wrestling tournaments, large banquets, and sacrificial rituals. Homi is also sung during herding and inside the yurt to lull babies to sleep. The timing and order of songs is often strictly regulated. Homi has long been regarded as a central element representing Mongolian culture and remains a strong symbol of national or ethnic identity. As a window into the philosophy and aesthetic values of the Mongol people, it has served as a kind of cultural emissary promoting understanding and friendship among China, Mongolia, and Russia, and has attracted attention around the world as a unique form of musical expression. Traditionally, homi is transmitted orally from bier to learner or via master to apprentice. A homi singer must know the different organs very well to use them with precision. Pharynx, vocal cords, oral cavity, tongue, lips, and nasal cavity. Good homi singers can modify their own frequency by adapting the volume of the oral cavity, the opening of the mouth, and the position of the lips. The singer uses his throat to give out a continuous deep sound and at the same time using his tongue to control the breathed out air, he managed to modulate the resonance in more high-pitched harmonics. This singing can be related to the mouth harp, the small instrument that also produces several different sounds, drone, singing, and counterpoint. The singers may perform alone or in groups. Homi is practiced today among Mongolian communities in several countries, especially in Inner Mongolia in northern China, Western Mongolia, and the Tuva Republic of Russia. Overtone singings have been sung for a long time in many cultures across the world, especially in Asia by Mongolians, Tuvas, Bashkirs, Altai people, and Tibetan people, but also in Italy by Sardinian people, in India by Rajasthan people, or in South Africa by Xhosa people. Some have noticed that the third sound could be produced with Tuwan techniques, but it's still impossible to know if this third sound can be controlled. This third sound seems more to look like the mouth harp's counterpoint. So Homi is nothing but an overtone singing. But it's divided into six categories. Nasal Homi, glottal Homi, chest cavity Homi, labial Homi, Homi combined with the long song, and palatal Homi. The difference lies in the technique used. Homi and more generally all types of overtone singing is also supposed to have therapeutic virtues. Experiments led by doctors and musicians have often shown that there was a connection between mental or physical health and music. When it's used for therapeutic purposes, Homi's main goal is to bring back concentration and sanity. Some shamanic experiences and Tibetan singings are very close to this goal too. For example, this type of singing is said to have real effects on stammer, blocks in the throat, confidence in one's voice, inhibition, respiratory problems, anxiety, tiredness, childbirth pain, etc. But no study confirms the efficacy of this practice. And moreover, these effects are said to affect not only humans but also animals. In 2010, Homi was placed on the UNESCO Intangible Heritage List. According to UNESCO, Homi was placed on this list because of an essential part of ritual ceremonies. The Mongolian traditional art of Homi praises and shows respect to nature, passed on from generation to generation. It's continually recreated and renewed as a symbol of the community's identity and continuity. Also, its inscription on the representative list could contribute to the visibility of intangible cultural heritage by reflecting the interaction and harmony between humankind and nature, while creating a bridge of dialogue between different communities and cultures in the region. Alright, here we are finishing today's episode. We have talked about Homi, the Mongolian throat singing. Hope you enjoyed the talk. Thank you for listening to us and goodbye.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Baishteh!